you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Some of the cognitive effects of heavy drinking on the weekend may linger with you into the work week, according to a study by the University of Bath.
Really? We needed a study?
It's a Super Bowl week, too. So
the study looks at the impairment we still carry, even when there is little to no alcohol in our bloodstream. Of course, the pounding headache. In addition to that, researchers say people still suffer from poor attention and memory, as well as limited psychomotor skills, like coordination and speed compared to when not hungover.
Well, you need to suck up and build up your tolerance.
Yeah. Hungover individuals are likely still cognitively impaired when trying to drive the next day after a night of heavy drinking or when showing up to work.
Yes.
They found that hangover impaired psychomotor speed, short and long-term memory, and sustained attention. Impaired performance in these abilities reflected poor concentration and focus.
Isn't this one of those stories that, once again, duh?
Well, yes, same time, if it's not quantified, may not have some sort of way around it.
But we've been in the field studying this for years. And yes, there is cognitive difference, the way you feel.
Absolutely.
You know, of course that's field study, years of it.
So now they're hoping to study the true health and economic costs of hangovers now that they're figuring this out, along with the next day consequences following a night of binge drinking. You can find this study published in the journal Addiction that we tend to fight over.
I'll tell you what, though, which addiction we have.
Yeah.
This is where I defend what we do, even though we're not here that many hours a day. Because if we show up, we can't go, hang on a second, I'll get with you in an hour, or the meeting, we'll push that meeting back.
Right.
You know, those mics are on or hung over. And in the past, and in the future, but definitely in the past, we have been brutally in bad shape.
Oh, yeah.
And those mics were on, and we might not be that on, but we're on.
Yeah, you can't.
And any other office, any other place, unless you're working on an assembly line where that machine starts and you're stuck, if you're in an office anywhere, I'll get to that. Hang on, I got a coffee, I get something to eat.
I come in and I pretty much just space off for about the first two or three hours.
Right. We have a lot of friends that do that. Yeah, right.
That's you can't have. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Push the meeting back a little bit.
Right.
This particular piece of news sounds too good to be true.
So do you think it is?
I'll give you the story.
Okay.
We'll go from there.
All the information you
like
have.
Like a bear kept me warm?
Yeah.
While I was freezing my ass off in the woods?
Yeah, we all believe you had an experience with the bear.
The human bear could keep you warm. Supposed to tell you that.
Yeah. It could have been what it was. Sure.
We got a couple emails on that.
There are plenty of them hanging around the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah,
if you were anywhere near that.
Fat, hairy, gay guys.
Yep.
Yeah, we got some pretty awful emails yesterday when we were talking about that.
We did.
A team of Israeli scientists.
Morons, a lot of them, right?
Yeah. Believe that they must be, because they believe that they have found a complete cure for cancer.
Oh, I saw the headline. Didn't want to look into it.
See, that's the thing.
Because I think that'd be number one news, even after the idiot running the place.
Well, maybe. It is. Everyone is going,
shouldn't that lead?
Wait a minute. I better look into this.
It's not going to lead in a local rag.
Well, but at the same time, if somebody cured cancer and you just get a little thing that says, hey, it looks like somebody cured cancer, right. It sounds like it's from the guy at the urinal next to you telling you that.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, you got to look into this. I don't know what the answer is. I haven't looked into this. I just saw this.
By the way, if you don't know that story, that actually is a wind tunnel, the guy at the urinal next to you. Craig wasn't projecting.
Yeah. That's where we learned they proved global warming wrong.
I learned it in Wichita. I learned it in Wichita.
So they, Israeli scientists say that they have found a complete cure for cancer.
That would mean like all forms of cancer? If you're saying complete,
Yeah.
To me, that would imply all forms.
They say they've developed a cancer cure that will be effective from day one. It'll cost less than most other treatments on the market. The cancer cells
gotta raise the price of that.
The cancer cells would be killed. The patient would stop treatment within weeks.
Dr. Mina, checking on this yet?
And you can get a dose of that for $1 million.
They're hoping to have this available to treat specific cases within a few years. So this is still not close to us.
Still, though.
But, you read this and you go, really? Huh.
Yeah.
We'll see. So, I mean, right.
Yeah.
That's at least out there being tossed about. We'll see how that goes. Out of Florida.
Just had a friend of mine I just saw recently. I'm not going to say the name because you don't know him anyway. But yesterday I saw him for the first time. He had throat cancer. He's beating it. But, took him down pretty hard.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, it was down for a long time. Lost 45 pounds. What'd you lose?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not that much. And
this guy didn't have 45 pounds to lose either.
Yeah, I do. I got some extra.
Yeah.
Well, you lost the weight of whatever they cut out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't much. Yeah. But but there was a lot of not eating.
Yeah. He had a lump, too.
And then
same bit, man.
You had your cleanse on Sunday.
Yesterday I had my cleanse.
Yesterday was your cleanse?
Yeah.
The unscheduled cleanse, they call that.
Clean as a whistle.
We'll take your word on that.
Oh, come on. Let me prove it to you.
Okay, Puss will check in.
Call Dr. Mina.
I'll probably start a cleanse tonight. I got...
you got your teeth today or tomorrow?
Wisdom teeth today.
Today, okay.
And I've heard everything from, oh, God, it's horrible, it's going to suck, to piece of cake.
My experience was piece of cake.
Really?
I would think. I never had my wisdom teeth taken out because I don't have them anymore.
Well,
I had them, they grew in. I lost a couple molars as a kid, and the wisdom teeth grew in where that was.
Oh, okay.
And I was told years ago, no big deal.
Yeah.
My daughter's got to get them out soon, though.
Hopefully. Really?
Yeah, she does.
Is it unusual for someone my age to still have his wisdom teeth?
I don't think so.
Is that pretty common?
I don't know.
I can't answer that since I had mine until fairly recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably more common nowadays for younger people to have them get them out of there before they become a problem.
But it was a bigger deal back when you and I were there. Yeah, it would put guys down for a couple of days. Yeah. I remember guys getting it done years ago.
The only reason I had any problem with mine was because I had a dry socket, and that does hurt. You don't want that.
Yes, it does. That's why we lube that socket up once in a while. Yeah. We hate when it's dry.
That's why we make sure before we bring you on board, you have a lubed socket.
I appreciate that, guys.
Well-lubricated socket.
He pointed to his eye there. It was really weird. All right.